Police and teachers fear losing jobs over state-backed transgenderism push. By Peter Cattle on March 20, 2023. Teachers and members of the police force in Ireland are now afraid of losing their jobs amid the state's increasing support of transgenderism. Police officers and teachers in Ireland are now reportedly concerned that they may lose their jobs if they refuse to obey the tenets of transgenderism, multiple reports in the country have suggested. It comes as senior officials within the country's government began to give militant support for the movement, with cabinet officials calling for the ideology to be taught as fact within the country's school system. According to a report by the Sunday Times, teachers are now afraid they may lose their teaching positions if they refuse to comply with the changing social climate, with some expressing fear of ending up like Enoch Burke, a Christian teacher who ended up in jail last year after a row about him refusing to use an allegedly transgender pupil's preferred pronouns escalated. "I do what I am told, not because I believe that it is the right thing to do but because I don't want to lose my job or end up in court like Enoch Burke," one anonymous individual who teaches languages at an ostensibly Catholic school, reportedly told the publication. Members of An Garda Síochána, the Irish police force, now also appear to be in a similar situation, with Gripped Media reporting that senior figures within the force have now ordered staff and law enforcement officers within the organization to use a person's preferred name and pronouns or face punishment. The new requirement was reportedly outlined in a HR directive circulated within the organization titled Gender Identity in the Workplace, which warned that obeying transgender ideology was now mandatory, and that strict compliance was now being required by its leadership. This has prompted both fear and anger within the force's lower ranks, with many within the organization furious that the measures were passed without consultation, but also fearful that any transgressions against them will destroy their lives. "If I speak up publicly, I'll lose friends, family, get called far right, end up in a dole queue or worse," one insider within the force is said to have told Gripped, who also reportedly claimed that they are far from the only one in work who feels this way. Gripped also reports that under the new directive, Garda staff who are transitioning but are not in receipt of a gender recognition certificate will still be able to use the changing rooms and bathrooms of their preferred gender, something that has allegedly sparked fear amongst women in the organization. "The women I work with are already concerned about the section on bathrooms/changing rooms," another anonymous source from inside the organization is said to have told Gripped Media. However, this revelation is not the story which has caused the most public concern for women's safety in Ireland this week, with it also being revealed that a male individual convicted of threatening to rape and murder their own mother is to be housed in the women's section of an Irish prison. Gabrielle Alejandro Gentile, who now goes by the name Barbie Kardashian, reportedly described how they wanted to rape their mother with a screwdriver, saying that "I am a woman and women rape using objects. I would want her to bleed out after death after a number of hours, by putting objects into her vagina, pouring boiling water into that area," the individual, who has previously been convicted of sexual assault, reportedly said. Kardashian is now reportedly serving her sentence in the women's section of Limerick Prison, with the Sunday Times reporting that their male genitalia remains intact. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.